Monsieur and I arriving at this service is the special excursion to Parsley Siding.
Welcome to Parsley Sidings with Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser, Ian Lavender, John Graham, and as the station master, Arthur Lowe. With the axe falling on so many small railway stations, the future of Parsley Sidings can never be described as secure. It's hardly surprising that Gloria Simpkins, the senior female porter, finds station master Heppelwhite looking worried.
Whatever's the matter, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Matter, Miss Simpkins?
Well, you seem upset over something. You've just stuck your pen in the sugar and put 3 spoonfuls of ink in your tea.
You know that we've been waiting for some time for British Rail's answer to our request for an electric level crossing?
Yes, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Imagine my feeling just now when I received a phone call from Phineas Perkins of Potwistle Holt. They have just had such a crossing installed.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Miss Simpkins.
Oh, careful, Mr. Heppelwhite. That's another 2 spoonfuls of ink in your tea.
Does our award as third best-kept station on this branch line count for nothing? Are our prized Gloxianus pastoralis to bloom outside a deserted men's room?
Oh, cheer up, Mr. Heppelwhite. Nothing else can go wrong, can it?
I wouldn't bank on it. I quite expect my son Bertrand to come in and tell me that the 5:15 has disappeared up the waiting room flue.
Mr. Heppelwhite, Father, you'll never guess what's happened.
I don't believe it. You'd never get past the gas fire.
It's good news.
Good news?
Yes. Potwistle Holt has just got an electric level crossing. It all points to the march of progress in the small railway station.
It all points to bribery, graft and corruption. An electric level crossing? Pish, Heppelwhite.
Oh.
I do not wish to hear of Potwistle Holt's electric level crossing, and I suggest we all pray for a power cut.
Here comes the 5:15. I'd better go and announce it.
No, Miss Simpkins. Let Heppelwhite get some practice.
Right ho, Mr. Heppelwhite.
He'll be filling in for the next 2 days while you're away at your sister's. I'm anxious to hear how he handles it.
This is the 5:15 to Upper Crumpton, not stopping at Parsley Sidings. Well, that's funny. I'll read that again. This is Parsley Sidings, and the train you are on or getting off is the 5:15, not stopping at Upper Crumpton.
That will present some problems. Upper Crumpton's the end of the line.
There is no restaurant car, but crisps can be obtained from the station buffet. However, we do not advise this.
What's he talking about?
Our ladies and gentlemen are free. Thank you.
First the level crossing, now this. Oh, St. Pancras, why hast thou forsaken me? I must have a drink of tea to soothe my nerves.
No!
This tastes like ink.
Something wrong, Mr. Heppelwhite? You're giving me blue-black looks. Why have you got ink all round your mouth?
Because I intend doing impersonations of Al Jolson. After your complete fiasco on the tannoy, I may have to take it up as a profession. Do you realize what would have happened if someone from Euston had heard you?
Would he have disapproved?
I think he'd have shot himself.
I was trying to boost our image.
Heppelwhite, in future, time, destination, and stopping points only.
All right, if you say so.
Poor Bert.
I shudder to think what will happen to our announcements while you're away, Miss Simpkins.
I'm sure Bert will be able to handle it. He's quite talented, really.
What at?
Oh, well, plenty of things. He can whistle Swanee River.
I'm sure that marks him down for a great future.
And he's quite good looking.
We are still talking about my son Bertrand, are we?
Yes. I hope he's not going to be a nuisance, my going off to my sister's.
Not at all. I just hope that whatever she's got isn't catching.
She's having a baby, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Oh, yes. So she is. We shall see you back on Tuesday, then. I think that sums it up. I'll just read it again. My dear King's Cross, we at Parsley Sidings are loath to press you on the matter of our electric level crossing, but I feel that you should know that we've been practicing its operation for some time, using the oven door and a piece of string. In consequence, we've been without hot food for several weeks. Come in.
Morning, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Ah, Valentine, why aren't you portering?
Tea break, Mr. Heppelwhite. and it was while supping my cup of water. That's all I can afford on my small wages.
Yes, yes, get to the point.
Well, look, I was casting my eye over this, the latest issue of the Rolling Stock and Railway Times, when I happened to see this. As part of Euston's Railways of the Future exhibition, there will be a contest to find Miss British Rail.
Well?
Seems a great opportunity.
You're not thinking of entering, are you?
Not me, sir. Gloria. A beauty contest, sir. All that talent parading up and down with all that... Why? That'll bring steam back to the railways.
Valentine, you're breathing on my spectacles.
Of course, sir. All those curves in all them swimming costumes.
That's quite enough.
I wouldn't dream of allowing past sightings to be associated with such goings-on. It's disgusting.
Not
enough. Valentine! Quiet, please. Right, I see my son has entered the tannoy booth. I wish to hear his announcement.
The next train at Platform 2 will be the 4:36 to Chidwick cum Pipkin, stopping at Pipkin cum Chidwick only.
Ah, he seems to be learning at last.
Was it all right that time, Mr. Hepplewhite?
Never mind, Mr. Hepplewhite. Brighten your day with the thought of all that... the Miss Rail contest, you know, eh? Isn't it enough to make the peak of your hat tremble?
Once and for all, Valentine, I have no time for such frippery. We're a railway station, not a Turkish bordello.
Mr. Hepplewhite, have you heard about the Miss Rail contest? Isn't it exciting?
I have,
and it isn't.
Well, Potwistle Holt have entered.
Potwistle Holt?
Yeah, I heard from the driver of the last train through. Phineas Perkins has entered Bessie Wiggins.
Right.
So Perkins has entered, has he? Valentine, hand me that Railway Times.
Here you are, Mr. Applewhite. Cool. I'll tell you, Bert, Aunt Gloria could knock Bessie Wiggins into a cocktail. Cool, she got class, that girl.
Valentine, why didn't you tell me that there was more to this contest than young ladies in various stages of undress?
Is there?
Indeed there is.
Why?
Listen. To be elected Railway Queen, the lucky miss must pass tests in railway knowledge, charm, personality, and use of the railway timetable. That is something worth competing in. I'll speak to Miss Simpkins when she returns.
Oh, too late, sir. The contest closes first post Monday.
Ah. In the circumstances, I'm sure she would wish us to enter for her. I have a photograph from her application for employment. We can send it off with her entry. We may even get the chance to escort her to the contest and view the exhibition at Euston.
What an exhibition, I'm quite...
Valentine, I suggest you go for a brisk walk up and down the platform to cool off.
Hey, won't Gloria be pleased when she hears what we've done?
No, no, no. For the 100th time, I will not enter this contest. In the 10 days since I've been back, you've done nothing but nag me, but I won't do it.
But, Gloria, we're relying on you.
I want to be known for my brains, not because I'm... Well...
Well, look at it this way, Gloria. Some people have their brains in their heads, some in their feet, and you just happen to be intelligent in, well, a different direction.
Ah, Miss Simpkins, congratulations.
What for?
I just received this letter from none other than Paddington himself. Miss Gloria Simpkins from Past Sightings has been shortlisted and is requested to attend the finals of the Miss British Rail Contest. What do you think of that, eh? Bessie Wiggins has never even got to the starting gate. Phineas Perkins got her photo back with a beard and moustache drawn on it.
I'm not going.
Not going? But, Miss Simpkins, we're committed.
I don't care. I'm not going. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to prepare myself for announcing the next train.
Valentine, would you say that my son Bertrand was good-looking?
Pardon, Mr. Applewhite?
I think we should have a word with Bertrand in the booking office. Miss Simpkins is still adamant about not appearing in the Miss British Rail contest.
Oh, what a pity.
It is important to the honour of past decidings that Miss Simpkins makes a showing.
Yes.
We look to you to make her see things differently.
You've got to give her a bit of the old...
Valentine! Graphic gestures with the forearm are quite unnecessary. Bertram knows what is required.
Yes. What is required, Mr. Hepplewhite?
Possibly, Bertrand, there are things that I should have discussed with you.
Get in there, Bertie boy. Got the soft lights, the warmth
of the waiting room gas fire.
Valentine, I'm talking.
I know, a glass of cowslip wine with just a hint of Vicky Finn in it.
Valentine!
Well, what makes you think I can change her mind, Mr. Hepperwhite?
Bertrand, has it never occurred to you that Miss Simpkins, Gloria, is a very attractive young lady?
Well, she's quite good on the tannoy.
Have you ever noticed her particular assets? I'm sure that she would be putty in your hands, my boy. We Hepplewhites are known for it.
Known for what, Mr. Hepplewhite?
It.
Oh.
In my younger days, I was called the Valentino of Parsley and Potterstall. The Red Shadow of the Salvation Army Hall.
Well, what did you do?
Do? I used to descend like Douglas Fairbanks. Park my bicycle against the bust of General Booth. And enter with a dangerous curl to my lips. My bicycle clips tucked carelessly in my breast pockets. I'll never forget those sixpenny dances. Many's the black bottom I enjoyed with the comely maiden. I could shake a nifty shoe. And that's what I want you to do, Bertrand.
Wave my shoe around?
Yeah. The birds and the bees, Bertrand. Parsley sidings, looks to you.
But what do you actually want me to do, Mr. Hepplewhite?
Oh. Take her out for the afternoon, Bertrand. Show her Barley Meadow.
She's already seen it.
Well, show it to her again. Show her the haystack in the next field. Borrow my aftershine. Select a sandwich or two from the station buffet. Take the cheese. They've been there longer than the ham.
Thank you, Mr. Hepplewhite.
And remember, my boy, we look to you to persuade Miss Simpkins to appear in that contest.
Oh, what a lovely day.
Yes.
Wasn't it nice of Mr. Hepplewhite to give us the afternoon off?
Yes.
That picnic hamper must be heavy. You're all doubled up. Can I help?
Oh, it's not the weight. My braces are caught in the handle. Oh! There. That's got them free. Shall we sit down?
It's a bit near the railway line, isn't it?
Oh, yes. We can write down the engine numbers.
Young'uns.
Oh, Lord, it's old Bradshaw. I thought he never left his signal box.
I hope he's treating you all right, Miss Gloria. I know what these Hepplewhites can be, you know. We used to call his father the Red Shadow of the Salvation Army, all, you know.
Huh?
Don't let him sweet talk you and get all modern.
Shall we move on?
Good idea.
Watch out for his bike clips, Miss Gloria.
Bike clips?
His father was the same. Ladies' night at Warple Oxton, they banned him from taking his pump in. For reasons known only to the vicar.
Thank you, Mr. Bradshaw. I'll be all right.
Any trouble, dear? Just send up a flare, Miss Gloria. And I'll nip over and help you.
Poor Mr. Bradshaw. Where are we going, Bert?
Well, let's nip over this stile and sit down there by the haystack.
Oh, what a good idea. Here we are. Isn't it lovely?
Yes.
It was nice of you to ask me for a stroll.
I thought it would be nice.
Yes, it is.
Lovely, isn't it?
Yes. Did you have any special reason for bringing me here?
No.
Oh. Not specially to, the haystack?
No.
Oh.
Do you want to hear me whistle Swanee River?
Yes, that would be lovely.
It's the only tune I can whistle, you know.
Is it?
I tried dear Ken John Peel once and lost a filling from a tooth.
Oh.
That's why I whistle Swanee River.
I thought you might have brought me here to... well, You know.
To teach you how to whistle Swanee River?
No! I thought you might have brought me here to kiss me.
Oh. I've never kissed a girl before.
Really?
Never.
Well, would you like to kiss me?
I've gone all hot and cold.
You don't have to if you don't want to. Just purse your lips.
Pardon?
Put your lips as if you were going to whistle.
Like this?
Yes. Now lean forward.
Like this?
Yes. Yes. Now do it.
Gloria, there's something I want to ask you.
Yes.
Gloria.
Yes. Yes.
Will you appear in the Miss British Rail contest?
What?
For me.
Oh. All right.
Good.
I shan't get any peace till I do.
This is Euston. Through passengers should retain their tickets, please. Passengers are reminded of the Railways of the Future exhibition now being held in the train on platform 15.
What a magnificent exhibition this is.
I reckon it's a load of junk. Harry the Totter will give you 50 decimal pence for the lot.
Kindly keep your opinions yourself, Valentine.
When does the contest start, Mr. Heppelwhite?
6:30, Mr. Pickens. We have a few hours yet before it begins.
So we have. Here, Mr. Heppelwhite. Would you hold my steward's badge a minute? I've just got to go and,
All right, Valentine. Don't be long.
Here. Isn't that the... over there?
Yes.
Then why has Percy gone to the taxi rank?
I hope it isn't associated with that brochure he was carrying for the New Deville Review Club.
Ooh.
Valentine!
Too late, he's gone.
Well, let's continue to enjoy the exhibition. Ah, what have we here? A Mark V uncoupling unit, fully automatic. A far cry from the days when you knocked out the pin with the peak of your cap.
I wonder how they're getting on back at Parsley Sidings.
I've no doubt they're preparing to celebrate our triumphant return. Oh, yes. They'll be in high spirits.
Hello, Mr. Bradshaw.
Hello, Master Bertram. What brings you to my signal box?
Oh, just doing my rounds. I'm in charge of the station, you know, and all this bit of the railway.
Disraeli. He's not been here, is he?
I shouldn't think so. He's dead, isn't he?
Pardon?
Disraeli's dead.
I'm not surprised. He looked ill last time I saw him. Like Mr. Stenhouse up the village. He had trouble with it too. I told him, I said, you rub it with wintergreen, I said, and see what happens.
What happened?
It fell off. Here. You look a bit down, Master Bertrand.
Everyone's gone off and left me.
It's the weather that does it, you know.
They've all gone up to London for the Miss British Rail contest.
Not here. It's not shameful as he's showing an ankle, is it?
Gloria's appearing in it.
What, how, Miss Gloria? Miss Gloria in 49 various poses. Master Bertrand, we can't allow this.
It's too late. She'll be parading up and down Euston Station by now.
She'll be ruined, sir. And with great things in front of her. Oh. It's got to be stopped.
It's not as bad as that, is
you
it?
You take over the levers, Master Bertrand, and if you see a train coming, pull a few of them.
Why? Where are you going?
To Euston, sir, to rescue Miss Gloria from that den of vice and inquiries. It's up to us young'uns to take a stand.
Ah, Valentine, you've returned at last. No need to ask where you've been. I can tell by your eyeballs. Come on, much further. You'll be looking yourself in the face.
I had an urgent call to the West End, sir, on railway business.
Save your breath, Valentine. We'll sort this out later.
Yes, sir. Well, what's happening in the contest, sir?
The chief judge, Sir Henry McVee, is making a speech in the Pullman car.
Oh.
I left to fetch Miss Simpkins this cup of tea from the buffet.
How's she doing, sir?
Oh, she's kept up her end admirably. In the section on loudspeaker technique, she came second.
God, good old Gloria.
Her talk on trends in modern diesel design gave her first place in railway knowledge.
Good.
There's only one round to go, and that's the beauty judging, which follows Sir Henry's speech. We'd best return to the scene of the action. Miss Simpkins needs our moral support.
And it's clear that the future of British Rail will certainly lie in pretty hands. We now come to the final round, the part which I'm sure you've all been waiting for. The section in which our beautiful contestants show off their charms to their best advantage in the bathing costumes provided. I thank you.
Your cup of tea, Miss Simpkins.
Here. I'm not wearing a bathing costume. No one said anything about a bathing costume.
But, Gloria, you can't have a beauty contest without bathing costumes.
Miss Simpkins, I realize that this is the least savory part of the proceedings, but we are committed. You must go through with it.
I refuse to wear a bathing costume, and that's flat.
Hello, I'm the organizer of this contest. You seem to be having some trouble.
No trouble at all.
I refuse to wear a bathing costume.
Oh, women's lib, eh? Well, come on, dear. You can't back out now.
Think of past sightings, Miss Simpkins. Think of Bertrand. Think of Bradshaw. They're relying on you.
Where's this orgy? Are you?
What is it?
You've got a lewd demonstration on your station, haven't you?
Not recently.
Oh, they've come from all over the country to show off their ankles.
Oh, aye, the beauty contest.
That's it. Where is it?
You're looking at it. Those carriages there.
A train? They're doing it in a train.
It's the British Rail Exhibition.
Right, don't despair, Miss Gloria. Help is at hand. By jingo, this is. In a first-class carriage with a second-class man.
Come along, dear. Be a good girl and take your clothes off.
The scoundrel!
I'm not taking my clothes off for anyone. I'm leaving.
But you can't just walk out.
Can't I? Mr. Bradshaw, what are you doing here?
I've come to rescue you, dear, from this den of sin and agility. Now, this way.
Well, where are we going?
Back to good old Parsley Sidings. We'll borrow that engine over there.
Borrow an engine?
Yes, there's no trains back for an hour, you see.
We can't just borrow an engine.
We can, Miss Gloria. Under the old Railways Act of 1890, staff can use available rolling stock if in danger of rape or pestilence. Come on. I said I could still get an engine going.
And you were right, Mr. Bradshaw.
Darling, where's the coal and shovel?
Coal and shovel? There isn't any.
Then we're doomed.
It's a diesel engine.
Cool. I hope we've got enough shillings for the meter.
Have you had much experience with this kind of engine, Mr. Bradshaw?
Experience with me? No.
Oh.
Here, have you?
Oh, Mr. Everwhite did tell me a bit about it for the contest.
Oh, right. Now, fancy driving it, Miss Gloria?
Oh, yes, if you like.
Right, go ahead. You can take over. Go ahead. I'll keep my eye out for highwaymen. There used to be a lot of them on this line. Anyone who shouts stand on your liver, I'll throw a lump of diesel at them.
You know, this handle's quite heavy for an engine only.
Oh, yeah, well, we got a couple of coaches attached, you see.
You mean we've borrowed a whole train as well as an engine?
Yeah, but I don't think so. You're just empty coaches, you know. There's nothing important there anyway.
What's happening, Valentine?
Well, I don't like to say this, Mr. Applewhite, but I think the exhibition's moving.
It's unfortunate they blacked out the windows for the event. I suggest you scratch off some paint with your fingernail.
Cor!
What do you see?
We seem to have lost Euston Station, sir.
I thought as much. Some absent-minded driver got in the wrong cab, no doubt.
Shall we call the organiser, sir?
Loath as I am to enter that Pullman since the defection of our candidate, I think we'd better. All in all, I rather wish we were back at Parsley Sidings. Ah, we've stopped at last. Valentine, tell people to stay on the train for the moment. I shall alight and find out where we are.
Yes, Mr. Everwhite.
This is Parsley Sidings. Parsley Sidings. The train now standing in platform 2 comes as a complete surprise.
Good grief! Parsley Sidings!
What's happened? Where are we?
Parsley Sidings, Sir Henry.
What?
Allow me to introduce myself. Horace Heppelwhite, station master.
How did we get here?
By train, Sir Henry. An unusual occurrence, but a happy one for our small station. Allow me to show you our Gloxiana Pastoralis.
But who was driving the train?
A good question, Sir Henry. We should have an answer in a moment. The driver's coming down from his cab.
Oh, hello, Mr. Applewhite.
Good Lord.
It wasn't his fault, Mr. Applewhite. He was only trying to help.
Miss Simpkins, what's
going on here? Are these the people who stole the train? Lunatics ought to be locked up.
Mr. Bradshaw was only acting in my best interest.
Bradshaw? Did you say Bradshaw?
George Stevenson Bradshaw, sir. At your service.
Not the Bradshaw, the All England Signals champion of 1920.
That's the very same, sir.
Good heavens. As a small boy, I saw you win that championship.
Yeah, you must be the lad who kept wiping his nose on his toffee apple.
You remember me, yeah. Mr. Bradshaw. This is a proud day. And you drove this train.
Not me, sir. Miss Gloria.
You recall, Miss Simpkins, sir, our entry for the contest?
You drove, Miss Simpkins?
Yes, Sir Henry.
Then consider yourself Miss British Rail. Any girl who can handle a train the way you did deserves the prize.
Mr. Applewhite, I've won. And without taking my clothes off.
Well done indeed, Miss Simpkins. Tonight, Pastly Sidings will celebrate.